I think it's a major watershed in relations between the UK and Zimbabwe, and indeed Zimbabwe and the major Western powers. It marks the end of an almost 14-year hiatus in diplomatic relations and the resumption of direct diplomatic engagement at such senior levels points to a healing, of sorts, in this relationship.
What can we attribute this re-engagement to? Is it changes at number 10 Downing Street with the coming in of the Conservatives or reforms made by the Government of National Unity in Harare?
As you may recall, the Labour Party came into power, claiming to advance an ethical foreign policy with human rights at its core. But the way they pursued this policy left them with charges of new imperialism, as it were, because of their belief in interventionist diplomacy, including military intervention. But the Tories have taken a different approach, and I would like to think that they are more guided by their commercial interests rather than by the idealisms that seized Blair's new Labour Party in power. So with the return of the Conservatives to number 10 and to the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, we are seeing this re-engagement. I doubt that it would have come about with Labour, still in power.